Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, good listeners, we've got the interstate bowler back, and he's about to give us a complete review of Broken Hill and New South Wales.
I'm still jet-lagged, and I drove. Yeah. Look, big weekend up there, Rick. Yes. Absolutely freezing conditions up there.
Oh, really?
I didn't realise it got that damn cold, but we are in the middle of the desert.
Correct.
So they tell me.
Yes.
And it looked like it driving in there. So, but beautiful. Enjoyed the weekend.
I thought you said it was green.
It was. It's green. But green. I mean, it's still
green grass.
Yeah, green grass.
Yep.
Yeah. quickly, Rick, I have a couple months ago, our Section 4, which is goes in the Barossa, the Riverland, obviously Broken Hill, they had a competition which is called Round Robin down at Marion. I forgot all about it. I've got to make an apology to Peter Merritt. He reminded me up at Broken Hill on the weekend. Section 4 were undefeated. They came second, which was a great effort. Well done to those all involved, and Peter was one of them. So I have mentioned it now, Pete. So well done to you boys. But the weekend, Rick, great weekend up there, great hospitality. Thank you to the Zinc and the Northern North Broken Hill Bowling Club.
Yes.
We played at both venues each day. And we finished, me and my partner, Chris Rule, finished midfield. We're 16th out of 32, which was down to 31. We had a pullout on the Friday, which was pulling.
So that's so close to midfield, it doesn't matter.
That is midfield. Pete was ripping his hair out there on Friday afternoon when I arrived at Broken Hill because there's people pulling out and had to get teams in. But anyway, quickly, without boring our listeners too much, there was a half a dozen Barossa people. There's 8-9 couples up there. A few of them finished in top 10. 1, 2, 3. There's about 4 or 5 in the top 10.
Yes.
Obviously, the rest were Broken Hill and from afar. Good, really good weekend. Enjoyed it immensely. Thank you to Peter Merritt who got us up there. And I shall be back.
I shall return. Well, there you go.
You've heard it here first on Sports Central.
I hear that the greens were only just.
They were very challenging. Let's put it that way.
That's very polite.
But they were very, very challenging. They've got a very nice artificial at the North Broken Hill. They have a green there. Well, sort of a green. Sorry, Peter. They've got a green there, and that was okay.
Challenging,
to say the least. And anyway, it was a good weekend. Enjoyed
it.
And first time at Broken Hill.
That's good.
Quickly, right. I want to just a quick send out. I've got a couple mates over in Queensland playing in the Aussie Open. Our listener, Peter.
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 Yeah.
Peter Matthews. Pete.
Pete.
Good luck today. I think you're bowling today. It's Friday.
Yep.
Peter Luquet. He's out. He finished yesterday, but he's having a week up there just as a holiday. So, and there's several other South Australians over there. So it's a big, huge, big tournament. So all the best to them. And that's about all on the bowls news.
Well done, Rick, with the coverage there, Phil.
Yeah.
Very good. So we'll get on to the local footy.
Let's go local football, Rick.
Well, why not? After the mid-season break.
And we've done the mid-season roundup.
We have indeed. We have indeed.
All done. We're done and dusted with that. So we start the second round tomorrow.
Second Rick. Round. Yep. Who and are you I'll going ha- for?
Right. Williston and Freeling, Rick.
Williston.
Williston for me too.
Comfortably.
The match of the round, which you will be covering.
Correct.
South versus Newry, the best game of the round. By top
one,
teams.
One playing two,
yep.
And South Gawler will win and concrete their spot at the top of the table.
Newry for me, as you know, Rick.
I know.
I've mentioned on this show.
I can't see the logic to that, but never mind.
Doesn't matter. You can't see a lot of logic in what I say. Angaston and Tanunda, Rick.
Angaston and Tanunda. Tanunda will win and win comfortably.
Yeah, no Kirkwood again, I see.
It will not matter.
No, it won't
Angaston
matter.
Angaston are matter. Very average. Yep. I saw them in the game before the weekend off, and they will be lucky to win too many more games.
Yep. And the last game, Barossa versus Kapunda. Kapunda, well, who won the first round?
Barossa won by 11 points last time round. It depends. I don't know the teams. If Whistler, Evans, Zanandria are all playing, I wouldn't be surprised if Kapunda won. If they're not, then Barossa will win.
Well, at Barossa, a little bit of rain this week.
A little bit.
Could be rubber boots.
It could be.
Leave the footy boots at home. Put your rubber boots in.
But, I mean, Kapunda in with a chance if they got their players playing.
Barossa for me.
Okay.
And certainly at Barossa. So that's about all on that local footy. We've done our tips.
We have. AFL.
AFL. I've got one tip right already, Rick.
So have I.
Yeah, Richmond. No, I saw that. I went and had a look. Richmond beat Carlton, obviously, Rick.
They did.
And funny old game. As you said, it was a bit of a, not that entertaining.
I've been speaking to a couple of people of recent times, including my physio. And
give him a plug.
I will. Jamie Phillips, physioactive, about to go overseas with the Australian basketballers to, of all places, Hungary, which I reminded him of is very close to Russia. But anyway, we won't.
Starting his pith out with.
Well, he might need more than that. He's a brave man.
Australian men?
Women.
Women, yep. Okay. Yep.
He was actually saying that, well, team, nothing's changed.
There goes my phone, I've got to turn off.
Nothing's changed. Phil walked in and bragged about the fact that he claimed that he was into IT, said he'd turned his phone off, and so it's a bit like Back to the Rolly Park Speedway.
You turn the volume down. Isn't the volume off? Anyway, let's keep on with it.
Yeah, at least
so it's Australian ladies. Let's
yeah. But anyway, why we mentioned him was that he was saying that he quote cannot bear to watch AFL any longer. It is so bad, and I'm right with him.
Yeah, I can't be. I'm not far behind.
The rule changes, and as he said, because of the interpretation that umpires have been instructed, they are making decisions that are changing results of games.
Absolutely.
And it's just not the game. And the AFL are pretending that everything's well.
Yeah.
The crowds are down.
Yep.
Television viewing's down. And, to be honest, no one's interested.
No. There was only 21,000 at one of the games. I can't even remember. It was two Victorian sides, and they usually get... You know,
And they're using this excuse of we're recovering from COVID. Well, how come every other sport's recovered, but the AFL hasn't? It's not nothing to do with COVID. The game is ugly and unattractive.
Yep.
Simple as that.
I agree.
So anyway, we'd better go for the tips.
Yeah. Look, the first rule change should be get rid of the 50-metre.
Oh.
25 is more than enough.
But
okay, let's get on to it. Now, the phone's rung and everything's done.
Yeah.
So anyway, Port and Sydney, Rick.
Oh, look, Sydney will win this game comfortably. Lance Franklin will probably kick a Monty. Port, have they got 20 people playing or have they all pulled out?
Ask me my tip.
Who are you tipping, Phil?
Port.
Port. Bokey should go well, shouldn't he?
Bokey, you know he's out.
Bokey's not playing?
No. Robbie's having a rest.
Robbie
is in dire straits, isn't he? He can hardly run.
Yeah, and, well, I think that they're so struggling, they've had to pull in a bloke from Western Australia.
Good on him. Kicked three or four last week in the SANFL. And his first ruck, too, I see.
Is he? Well, that's because they haven't got another one.
Didn't play one last week.
That's right.
Okay, we've got West Coast and Geelong, Rick.
Geelong.
They're humming a ring-dinger.
Oh. Geelong? Comfortably.
Oh, you've gone off the West Coast bandwagon.
Yes, I'm a Frio supporter now.
Geelong for me too. GWS and Western Bulldogs?
Western Bulldogs will win.
Game. I'm going the Bulldogs. They have to win.
They have to win, just like Sydney, but just like Richmond needed to win.
Yeah, they did.
And don't write the Bullies off yet.
No, I agree. Gold Coast and Adelaide in the Gold Coast.
Well, that will be a one-horse race with Gold Coast winning comfortably.
I agree. Gold Coast for me, Rick.
Well, that solves that problem.
That's the AFL done. One different in the AFL and one different in the Bross and Light.
Absolutely correct. Now, let's talk about a real game of football.
We just have, haven't we?
Soccer.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't mind the soccer.
Australia defeating Peru to go into the World Cup. How good was that?
Well done to them, isn't it?
Exciting stuff. 5-4 penalty shootout.
Yep.
I've got my problems, though, Phil.
What? Oh, you? I know that. You're telling me nothing there.
Now, I love the game of soccer. I think there is a major problem. What I'm about to suggest will never happen because the game is so historically entrenched. The rules have never changed.
Bit like the AFL.
Yeah. But it worries me that so many games are very, very low scoring. Now, I know that defence is everything.
Yep.
But the result of low scoring is that, unfortunately, you get to a major game, and they're all major games, I guess, but I don't like penalty shootouts. I think they're unfair. I mean, to me, as our new famous Andrew Redmayne, substitute goalkeeper, said, well, you dive right, you dive left, you might as well toss a coin.
Yeah, correct.
And so I just think that athletes of the standard that they are performing week after week at the standard they do to come down to a penalty shootout. Now, given the situation as it is, I guess there is no other alternative because the commitments are that you can't come back and play another game in a week's time and then the same thing and the same thing.
How many weeks do you got?
That's right. But what I've got a radical solution.
What is it, Rick? Tell me.
Well, I'll get it through quickly. I would simply increase the goal scoring area, the size of the goals.
Okay.
Now, my argument for that would be that more goals would be scored. Now, people who will be immediately upset with that concept will say, well, more goals will be scored at both ends, and I wouldn't disagree with that. However, my argument is that let's assume that every shot on goal results in a goal. Very rarely would there be a game where both sides had exactly the number of shots on goal. Mm. And so, therefore, you'd be more likely to get a decision or a result at the end of full time and not have to revert to penalties. Do you like that?
Be hard for the goalie, though. You're making it more of a...
Well, you
give
are.
Give us some percentages there, Rick. I know you've got some.
I've done some research in Stat, which
like
is
myself.
A huge statistical company that actually is headquartered in Ireland. And I checked out, and they have done research since 2009 into over 100,000 spot kicks or penalty shots on goal.
Yep.
Would you believe that 74.88% of those shots on goals are successful? The goal is scored.
Would I believe it?
Yes.
I have to, don't I?
You do, because I'm telling you. 17.5% only are saved by the goalkeeper.
Wow.
4% are missed altogether, right? They don't go anywhere. They don't. And 3.5 hit the woodwork. So the chance of the goalie stopping a goal is 17.5%, next to nothing.
Yeah. You're going to make those goals bigger, so it'll be 99.9%.
Right, but the point is that we're not going to, because going to result in the goal. Yes, I know you are. Now, let's not take anything away from Australia progressing to the World Cup.
No.
And let's certainly take nothing away from the Grey Wiggle.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I know where
you're at. But he's the very same man who said, you dive to the left, you dive to the right, you might as well toss a coin.
Yep.
And the Peruvian goalkeeper did one more. However, everyone's can only think of his save that won us the right to go through.
Absolutely.
But everyone actually forgets that he'd missed four prior to that the Peruvian scored four.
Yep,
and we finished. So he's saved one and missed four. So the percentage is still around about your proverbial 17%.
Yep.
Now, correct. Just as easily, you know, I think it was their second shot, third shot, the Peruvian hit the woodwork and ricocheted out. So I just think that it's a sad way to make a decision.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cutthroat, isn't it? After, what is it, 90 minutes of footy?
And extra time.
Extra time.
And still no result.
Still no result, and then you go down to penalty.
Whereas with my concept of enlarging the goal-scoring area, you're more likely for one of those during game time to go in.
Yep.
I mean, there is no such thing.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, there is no such thing as a perfect scenario.
No.
I just think it's pretty interesting that a world-class goalkeeper, even in being an Australian, will say you might as well toss a coin.
Well, while we're making goals bigger, because they do it for Port too. They have trouble kicking between those posts, the big posts.
Can the big question is, can you make them any bigger than they are already?
While we're adjusting goalposts, I thought.
Now, anyway, we'd better have the joke.
Yes, just before we're running out of time.
Now, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The way Kevin Sheedy believes in himself is very encouraging in these atheistic days when so many believe in no God at all.
And that wasn't passed by our producer.
It wasn't.
He should have shrugged his shoulders as it went past.
It wasn't, but
anyway, yeah, I mean, we went with it.
It's. I'm glad he believes in himself anyway. But
it's a good one. I like it.
Oh, like dear. It. So anyway, well, we better round off now. And so until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.